And let's see here. It is 66 degrees right now, about 7:45. So let's get into this. We're talking this morning with Chris Crane, who is the president of the Coffeyville Historical Society. And Chris, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
And, you know, there's a lot going on in Coffeyville right now.
Yes, there is.
And I'm going to ask you, since I'm across the way from you, to pull that mic up
okay.
a bit.
Got it.
Kind of you're looking for this type of contact
it's
there.
Right here.
There you go.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. And, of course, Dalton Defenders Weekend is coming
yes.
up. That has to mean there will be special hours at the Dalton Museum.
Not necessarily special hours. We are actually open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and on Sundays from 1 to 4. So that will continue. The Brown Mansion will be open with guided tours on Saturday only at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. But we are having something special. We have a couple of ladies that are coming to demonstrate some basket weaving out at the Dalton Museum inside in the front street, and it'll be from about 11 to 2 on Saturday only.
Okay. And who are the artists who will be doing that?
Beth Little Bear. Her parents, Brent and Magata Craven, are our curators at the Dalton Museum, and I think I don't know who else she's bringing with her, but she's going to bring somebody else. And I think people have the opportunity to make a basket.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah,
if you've never done that, it's, you know, and I've been over in South Carolina, and where they do a lot of the salt grass weaving
yes.
into baskets and things. And it's interesting just to watch them work.
You have to, it's an artistic endeavor, let me tell you. I wish I could do that. I'm not that coordinated, really, I guess.
Yeah, not very good at that.
No.
Yeah, I have a niece who asks me to braid her hair occasionally,
no.
and I'm always like, yeah, okay. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the Brown Mansion, of course. Let's talk a little bit about the Historical Society, because you've got the Dalton Museum.
We have the Brown Mansion, and we also are in charge of the old jail down Death Alley.
Okay.
The Aeronautical Museum is not under our authority. We are actually, some exciting news, it'll be this winter, we're planning on moving the contents of the Dalton Museum to a new location.
What?
Yes.
How can we move the Dalton Museum?
Well, we will keep the building. Community State Bank, Mike Avey, we just can't say enough good things about them, have offered us the Condon Bank building downtown. It was the old Condon Bank building and then was Community State Bank. So our plan is we've got to do a little bit of demo inside and a little remodeling on some things, but hopefully we can start moving the contents in this winter. So we'll be looking for volunteers for that, I can tell you, people to help us get the stuff, artifacts over. But it'll be more room. We're excited about it. I would like to have a grand opening around next year this time, October, when they have the Dalton Defenders. I think that would be great.
Yeah, and that would be, you know, the thing about getting to move it into that bank building. You have some aspects that are already built in that are going to add.
I think it really will. There's more room, more square footage. But right, the fact that you're right next to Death Alley and across from the Perkins Building, with the old bank in there, I just think it adds to it. We're not planning on doing anything with the present building at this time. There's a time capsule sitting out in the front that's in the ground. But we've talked about maybe having it open for other community groups that they'd like to have meetings in there, or maybe exhibits and things like that. We rented it out for a birthday party. It's a pretty cool little building.
Well, you could do Dalton-themed weddings in there and birthday
exactly.
parties. And
exactly. There's a lot of things we can do. We just haven't really explored everything yet. This is all kind of new to us, too.
Yeah. Well, and what a great gift for Community State to give the Historical Society. And you'll get to move into an actual bank that the Dalton boys
yeah,
tried to, you know. And, you know, their business was bank robbery. So it's kind of appropriate for you guys to be in a bank
exactly.
building.
Exactly.
And I assume there's a vault in that building.
There's a couple of them, actually. But the one that, you know, we're planning on maybe displaying some of the guns in the vault. It's kind of a narrow vault. It had safety deposit boxes in there. So we're kind of limited. But we've got all sorts of ideas how we want to set it up. And I really think that once we get in there, we may change some things around. But our whole board of directors is very involved in this, and it's a group effort. We're pretty happy about it.
Yeah. And how big of a deal, really? I mean, when you think about the Dalton Museum and the whole Dalton Defenders Weekend, how important is all this together?
Oh, I think, it's part of our history. And it's one of the things that for tourism, it draws people in here. You would not believe how many visitors we get a month at the Dalton Museum. And not just from the United States, from all over the world. We kind of joked around that we had one month where we finally did not have somebody from Thailand. I don't know, we must be big in Thailand. But it's amazing to me how many people show up out there. Just have heard the story of the Daltons.
I had the same experience at another museum I was working at here in Southeast Kansas, where there is a love of the Old West.
Yes.
And kind of prairie life, hint, hint, that exists in foreign countries, whether that's, you know, up in Finland and Norway and Russia.
It's
and
exotic
China.
To them, just like we think those countries are exotic to us. But it's so important to Coffeyville. It's part of our heritage, and it's not about, to me, about these bank robbers so much as it's about the defenders, the people who gave their life defending the town to make sure that stuff like this didn't happen. And we get a lot of visitors at the Brown Mansion. That's another place that is just, it's gorgeous. It's a huge 20,000 square feet. And we have weddings out there. We host events. We've got upcoming Spook Trail. We have every year, one night only, on October 20th. And that's a little fundraiser to help us with maintaining things out there at the mansion.
We're talking this morning with Chris Crane, president of the Coffeyville Historical Society, on the mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Deborah Woodall. Let's talk a little more about that Spook Trail and what can people expect from that event.
Oh, it's creepy. It's pretty interesting.
The Brown Mansion is a little creepy.
It is
my
a little creepy.
Experience it down the basement.
Yeah, and that's exactly where the first part of the Spook Trail takes place. There's a service entrance at ground level where you have to walk downstairs to get into the basement. And visitors are taken down into the basement in groups of 6 to 8. And they have to make it out through the entire basement and come back out alive, hopefully. Wahaha. And then they walk down towards the garage area, and we have a trolley car which will seat 20 and is pulled by a truck, and then they are taken on a tour of the grounds. So it's a neat deal. We get lots of volunteers to come and help us with it, and we raise some money every year, and it's a good opportunity. We have a lot of high school and college groups. They need those community service credits, and I'm happy to write letters for them. They request it. It's a lot of letters a lot of times, but we need as many bodies as we can get out there.
Yeah, and how important is the volunteerism to not just the Brown Mansion, but also the Dalton Museum?
We wouldn't be able to have these places open without volunteers. That's just the facts right there. We do have a lady that gives tours at the Brown Mansion Tuesday through Friday, excuse me, and I take care of finding people to volunteer on Saturdays. We also, at the Dalton Museum, if anybody's interested, we're always looking for weekday volunteers. You can call down at the Dalton Museum at 251-5944 and talk to Magata, who is one of our curators, and she can set you up to help. But we started kind of solving our problem on weekends was the hardest time. And what we have different community organizations that are nonprofits that help out by volunteering one weekend a month. And Amy over here is one of the volunteers. She and I usually volunteer the first weekend of the month at the Dalton Museum for AMP, Advanced Modern Professionals Group.
Yeah. Amy, why is it, and Amy Dollar, of course, is a familiar voice to some of our our listeners, and why is it important for you to volunteer at the Dalton Museum? What do you like about it?
What I like about it, I like the history. I like the fact that I am amazed at how many different people from different places come in every weekend. Just a Saturday afternoon, we have people from everywhere. We have people that come from Baxter Springs. They'll just drive over to see it. We have people from Muhlenberg County come in one afternoon while I was there, and that's in Kentucky. And they were somewhere in Missouri, and they came here just so they could see the Dalton stuff. And so it's important to me that, because, you know, I like volunteering. It's a lot of fun. It's easy. It's fun. And you get to learn. I learn more about Coffeyville and its history every time I volunteer.
Yeah.
It's true.
And that is true. You do wind up with a great knowledge base when you spend time in the museum like that, where you're greeting visitors and kind of giving them the spiel, so to speak.
My husband, who's on our board of directors, and he takes care of the grounds out at the mansion, mows it every week. He doesn't think he could give a tour at the mansion. I say, you know what? You've listened to enough stuff. You could. You just don't realize it, but you could. It's something you just kind of soak up. You're in there and you're doing it. Amy, she works first Saturday of every month, and I usually work the first Sunday.
Yeah.
But we both enjoy it, and I'll come in and see you sometimes, and we sit around and visit about finding something, kind of snooping around, looking through, or did you know this was here? I always find something new at the Dalton Museum and at the Brown Mansion.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of, the Dalton Museum, I think the thing that makes it kind of unusual is you do have other items in there that aren't exclusively Dalton. I mean, there's some Walter Johnson stuff there.
Wendell Willkie, Reb Russell, but we have a plaster cast of what was once the largest hailstone. It's still the heaviest in the world, but it got beat out about an inch by one that hit Nebraska.
Coffeyville has been hit by cyclones two different occasions. That was very interesting to read and see pictures of.
Floods. There's so much interesting. I do love all the Dalton things, and we have the largest collection of Dalton memorabilia, but like the back room, the Wendell Willkie, the Walter Johnson, there's just local things that are given that we have in there, and it's a great place to come and find out about. It's not just Dalton history, it's about the history of the town.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if people wanted to volunteer, if they wanted to help, I mean, obviously, you know, they're always welcome to come down and work a shift.
That's honestly the best help we can get. We do have a lot of retirees that work during the week, and I see why, because people are working. But anybody that just wants to come down and help in other ways, I would recommend to go down and talk to Magada or Brent. They are our curators, and they're there a lot of times, and they're very happy to help anybody.
All right. So if they wanted to, are there other ways they can help, though?
Of course. We would love for anybody to give money. We're always happy to take money. But I think right now the biggest need for us would be volunteers.
And if you don't know a lot about history or a lot about Coffeyville, don't let that stop you. When you go in there, Brent and Magada, Brent is very, very good at teaching you everything that you need to know. And then you listen to him a few times and you pick it up as you go, and it's not as daunting as it might sound to some people.
No.
It's very easy and fun.
All right. And they'll get you up to speed, no problem.
Sure. It's a lot. It's not as hard, like you said, to do the Dalton Museum. But you get to meet people all the time too.
Yeah, and that's probably the funnest part is you meet all these interesting people. All right. Well, Chris Crane, president of the Coffeyville Historical Society, and Amy Dollar, one of the volunteers at the Dalton Museum, thanks for joining us this morning. The Dalton Defenders Day is coming up this weekend here in Coffeyville. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.